On FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Kieran Corr.
A murder investigation is underway this lunchtime after two people died following a suspected stabbing at a house in Canterbury. Nicola's got the very latest for KMFM.
Well, emergency crews were called to a house in Dickens Avenue just after 7:30 last night following reports of an altercation. Katie lives nearby.
We were just indoors and my partner said, oh, there's a lot of commotion. I run up and look. Then my daughter came in and said, oh, somebody's been stabbed. So I said, run and get some towels. And we ran up and sadly we found a young boy slumped on the ground. He'd been stabbed in the stomach.
She says neighbours cared for the boy until paramedics arrived.
I just stroked his head and his arm, said, please stay with me, don't die. And he was very responsive, and then all of a sudden he screamed his name, because we kept asking his name, and that was about it.
One of the victims has been named locally as Natasha Sadler, who was a mum of three. Two other people who were injured are currently being treated in a local hospital. Jamie also lives near to the house where it happened.
It's just really a shock. I really can't believe that it's happened. I haven't had no sleep yet, because I can't go to sleep, because I keep on picturing the boy on the pavement.
A 53-year-old man arrested at the scene is being held on suspicion of murder. Detectives say they believe the victims and man in custody are known to each other.
KMFM News.
The government's calling on Tata to give enough time for buyers to be found for its UK steel business so thousands of jobs can be saved. The firm's announced it's selling off its UK assets, including the country's biggest plant at Port Talbot in South Wales. Alan Davies from the Community Union thinks Downing Street could do more to protect the industry.
You need to look at the business reach for a start. That needs to be addressed. Port Talbot is now an enterprise zone now, so the Welsh Assembly could then do more. The procurement, there's so many different projects within the UK now that could use British steel.
A woman's been taken to a London hospital after reportedly falling from the window of a house in Gravesend. Emergency crews were called to Singlewell Road after she was found unconscious last night. An investigation is underway. Police say two drivers are still in hospital following a crash near Ashford over the bank holiday weekend. A van and car were involved in the collision on the A20 Hythe Road just before 6:30 on Saturday morning. A 53-year-old man from London arrested on suspicion of drink driving is due to be questioned when he's discharged from hospital.
KMFM News.
Figures released earlier show police have been called out to children's homes in Kent thousands of times over the past 3 years. In total, they've attended more than 2,600 incidents at 76 homes in the county since 2012. The Howard League for Penal Reform claim most of the cases are minor and wouldn't come to police attention if they happened in a family home. Francis Crook is from the charity.
Calling the police to deal with this sort of thing is completely inappropriate, ties up police time, and is very damaging to the children. These children have the right to flourish, and these chances are being blighted by the children's homes that are not dealing with them properly.
Kent County Council say they're committed to reducing the prosecution of children in care and are working with owners of homes to promote restorative justice. Kent model train maker Hornby says its UK sales are up 4% compared to last year. The Sandwich-based firm issued a profit warning last month following plummeting sales. The value of its shares has more than halved since then, but the firm's now agreed a deal with Barclays to stop it defaulting on its debts. And after winning the supporting actor Oscar last month, Kent's Mark Ryland is now in the running for Best Actor at the TV BAFTAs. The Ashford star is nominated for his role in Wolf Hall, which was filmed at Penshurst Place. The period drama leads the way with 4 nominations. The awards will be handed out in May.
KMFM Sport with Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value and choice in Ashford, Maidstone and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
In cricket, England's women have missed out on a place in the final of the World 2020 in India. In the past few minutes, Kent Charlotte Edwards side have lost to Australia in their semi-final in Delhi. Elsewhere in football, the England manager says 3 more friendlies before Euro 2016 gives his side a chance to regain momentum and learn lessons ahead of the tournament. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Jack.
Well, they lost 2-1 to the Netherlands at Wembley last night, which followed a stunning comeback to win over Germany. Roy Hodgson changed much of his starting lineup, and he says they didn't quite match the weekend's performance in Berlin.
I don't think the intensity was there, certainly not the intensity from Saturday night. As a result, it's put a slight dampener on the week, but on the other hand, there have been an awful lot of positives.
And in tennis, British number one Johanna Konta needs to beat one of the in-form players if she wants to reach the semi-finals of the Miami Open later. She's up against Victoria Azarenka, who won the tournament at Indian Wells recently.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.